On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are asking the question, where are they now? And where is former Melcher Dallas runner Jalen Knudsen? Well, she is at Mount Mercy, still running with the cross-country program. Jalen, good to catch up with you after a couple years in college.
Yes, it's been a while.
Well, let's talk about how things have gone. I saw recently on Mount Mercy's website that you got all-conference this year with a seventh-place finish recently. And I guess just tell me, how things are going up there in Cedar Rapids for you.
Well, my season this year went pretty well. I've been pretty consistent with my races, but as a competitor, I always think I can do better, and I hope to do that at nationals and then going into track season and then to hopefully come out the strongest I've ever been my senior year.
It's amazing that you're a junior, and how much have you, from high school when you stepped on campus for the first time as a freshman to now, how much progress, have you made and what's that been like? What's that process been like the last 2 years, going from a high school runner who was making state almost every year to a freshman who almost, in some ways kind of had to start all over again?
It was kind of fun. I liked going from high school to freshman year because at the end of high school, I felt so much pressure put entirely upon myself just to do well, because that's where I put myself. And when I came freshman year, it was a total restart. No one knew what I could do. And it was just kind of fun getting to just go out, relax, and run and have fun and then build it back up again.
What was that like in high school? Because you were kind of the one that everybody looked at as, okay, she can get to state, cross country. She can get to state in multiple events in track and field. Was that a lot of pressure on you? And, did people like me in the media kind of look at and kind of put too much pressure on you?
Yes, there was pressure, but it was more because I've internalized it. Getting to state, that was always fun. Getting to state was the fun part. I always got really nervous for state because when you look at the predicted times or predicted where I should be, I just put way too much pressure on myself because I really wanted to medal. And a lot of times that was my downfall, and I got in my head and I wasn't able to do what I could do.
And how have you overcome that? In college, I'm sure, you're on a team that all of the runners were kind of the stars on their team in high school.
Our team is it's just a great atmosphere, and it's so nice because I know when I get freaked out, I can fall back on my team and they'll draw me right out. We'll laugh and giggle and we'll just all get ready at the start line. And it's just really calming to have people to help me get refocused.
What's been one of the best things about running in college and running with a team like Mount Mercy, who looks like they are a contender every year for the conference title?
It's just so fun, and it's great to have people to train with and to continuously push each other. And it's just fun to have teammates to talk to and to, sometimes we'll have our own little race strategies together, and it's just fun to have someone to do that with.
I know in high school, you can bring up race strategy. Race strategy probably wasn't as involved as it is in college. What's that been like to kind of, meet with coach and say, have a little bit of a strategy before, you go out and have your meet?
I mean, It's about the same as high school because me and the steward would always sit down and talk, and she'd always tell me to be patient, and I'd always jump the gun and go out fast anyway. And it's about the same in college. I might listen. I might be a little more patient now than I was in high school.
Well, you're as you mentioned here, very soon you're going to go out to nationals, I believe it said in Washington. What's that going to be like for you to be running among some of the best runners in the nation, not just around here, but all across the United States for you?
I'm just so excited. I'm ready to go out and just have fun because last year it was my first time going to nationals and I once again got in my head and I freaked out, and now I've got one underneath my belt and I'm just ready to go out and have fun and compete in that big race.
Do you and I was talking to your high school coach Amy Stewart recently, and she said that you and her keep up in pretty close contact with each other still to this day. What is there things that she's been telling you, or encouraging you to give you that little extra push as well?
She always texts me either the night before or the day of saying good luck and that she's got me in her prayers. And it's so uplifting to know that she's still in my corner, that I still have her as a support system. And sometimes when races don't go well, I'll turn to her and we'll sometimes pick it apart together.
We're talking to former Melcher Dallas runner Jalen Knutson, now currently at Mount Mercy College. As far as a goal at Nationals, do you really have a goal, or do you just, like you said, want to go out there, experience it, take it in, and wherever you finish, that's where you're going to finish?
Yep, I just want to go out, have fun. I mean, get a PR. That would be nice.
And then this upcoming track season, what's what if how has that been going here last couple of years?
Track has been rough because it always seems like I get more stressed out during my spring semester with school than in the fall, but hopefully I will have an easier spring semester this year so I can focus. And it's just getting in routine of time management between classes and running and social life.
You brought up academics. So, what are you studying up there at Mount Mercy?
I'm an exercise science major and I'm looking to go into physical therapy.
All right. Well, Jalen, best of luck to you the rest of the season and this spring. And it's always good to catch up with former athletes of Marion County who are on the next level.
Yes, thank you. It was good talking to you again.